Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm so excited to welcome actress and content creator Nicole J. Butler to our program today. Nicole has a great new series. You guys are going to love this, called Sister President. We'll talk to her about that, but also about what it's been like for her to do what she loves as an actor and to be able to share that experience with all of you. A lot of great things going on with her. She's been able to share that through social media. We'll talk about how she's using that platform, and of course let you guys know how to stay connected with her as well. Nicole, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely on mine. I was just saying to Nicole, I mean, we are old friends at this point. We've liked each other's posts online. I mean, we're good. You know, this is going to be like old friends just catching up. But Nicole, really, I'm excited to talk about Sister President. We're going to get into that. But I want to talk about this experience for you. You've had a very busy July, as we're saying goodbye to July and welcoming in August. What has it been like for you to see the response to Sister President?
It's been humbling, you know, in a good way, to think that this project that was just once a little seed that germinated in my mind, and then I fed it and watered it, asked people in my village to feed it and water it, and they said yes, and then now it's actually a show. It just blows my mind, and then the reception we've gotten has been positive across the board. So I'm in awe, and I'm really, really excited about what's next.
And we're going to get more into the premise about it, but I want to kind of broaden the scope for a moment, Nicole, because I think before we can really understand and appreciate what you've been able to do with Sister President, I want to talk about doing the work. We talk about this all the time on this program, that no matter what you want to do, you can't escape the work. So what has it been like for you to see all the hard work of your career kind of paying off with a project like this?
I love that you asked that question because a lot of times it's about, you know, the outcome, you know, and nobody thinks about what it takes to get whatever outcome you have. This has been the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. Mm. And had I known how difficult it was going to be writing, producing, and starring in the show, I wouldn't have done it. But I'm glad I didn't know, because I'm glad I did it. Now I know how to do it. You know, that's the good thing, is I've grown. So it took a lot. I wore a lot of hats because, you know, the budget, there wasn't a huge budget, so I couldn't hire all of the people that you would normally see on a set. So any position I couldn't hire somebody for, I had to do. So while I was getting up, you know, having a 6 a.m. call times, I was steaming wardrobe for the other actors and actresses to wear, like at 1 in the morning. And while running my lines to make, because somehow I managed to write myself into every scene. Like, I didn't realize it at the time that was what was going on, but I realized it when it was time to shoot. So it was a whole lot of work. And sometimes I did question whether I was going to make it, like, can I really do this? Am I really built to do this? But I just kept going. I just did not stop. And that would be my takeaway, is don't stop.
Right. I think that's a great thing. And when I was prepping for this segment with you, Nicole, the other thing I thought about, too, is that, you know, we don't always know what the end's going to be. The only thing we know is what we're putting in. And you definitely have putting in the work. We're celebrating 17 years this month for the radio show. You put in, you know, that much time, if not more, you know, with your career. So I want to talk about that experience. Did you know going in that there was going to be that kind of work to get the reward that you wanted?
Are we talking about Sister President or my acting career?
Your acting career.
No, nobody knows till you know. You know, just like I'm sure with you, there's no way at the beginning you can know all of the different things that you're going to encounter. And people can tell you, you know, hey, this happened to me, or this, you know, this is up ahead, this is going to happen to you. And you're like, okay, I'll keep an eye on it. But it doesn't show up necessarily in the way that they told you it was going to show up. It shows up differently. You're like, oh, wow, I didn't know this was, you know, I was going to have to do this or be prepared for this. But hopefully, if you build your career brick by brick, like when you're in the trenches, learning from the bottom up, all right, this is how to act. You know, you learn how to act. You learn technique. You learn how to move on a set. You learn what the camera sees. You learn all of these little components. And then as you grow, you have a foundation under you, you know. So that has helped is, you know, I wasn't catapulted to, you know, stardom or anything like that, which I wouldn't know how to sustain something like that. But I've had to build my career brick by brick, so I feel like I have a firm foundation.
Yeah. And that foundation definitely means so much. And along the way, what you've been able to do, Nicole, is not only, of course, to be able to hone your skills to, you know, to build your resume, but also you've been able to inspire other people. I noticed when I was prepping for this, you know, just looking at some of the comments on social media leading up to, you know, where you are this week, what has that been like for you to have this cheering squad, so to speak, kind of rooting you on along the way?
It's a beautiful feeling. When you start out in any career that's off the beaten path, people question you a lot. You know, like, is that a real job? Like, how are you gonna survive?
Right,
those sorts of things. And you really just have to believe in yourself. You have to invest in yourself. And when you see, okay, I've gotten to the point where I've done things that not the naysayers, because I don't like to give haters any airtime, but people who in your life who really love and support you, but they're afraid for what you're undertaking.
Yeah.
Well, you can calm them down. They go, okay, I think you're gonna be all right. You know, so it's a wonderful feeling to put my people, my village, put them at ease. And to be able to inspire some, because I didn't have, you know, there's no nepotism here. There's no, you know, I have like a rich uncle who funded everything. I built my career with the kindness of people along the way. And if I did it, they can do it too. It does take a lot of work, you know, and belief in yourself, but there are no magic tricks. You know, I don't have any magic tricks. So if I think people see that, oh, wow, this is where you started, and now you actually have a career. Okay, it's doable. Now maybe I can do this thing that I've been thinking about and been afraid to do. So it's a beautiful feeling to have people say, I said yes to working on this project because Nicole was doing it, and I know Nicole wasn't going to make it be some junk. You know, it's a beautiful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great feeling, and we get to, you know, to be there to cheer you on, Nicole, and that's great for us. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Nicole J. Butler to our program. Nicole wears a lot of hats. You guys know her as an actress. She also, though, is a producer of her own show called Sister President. There's a great quote that you shared on Instagram that I made a note of for this conversation with you, Nicole, on June 26th. And the quote was, if they're not going to pick you, you pick yourself. I think it's a great segue back to Sister President because, you know, I think, you know, for people who are watching this, it is funny for sure. That's that's one of the big things. So it's a great escape. But there are a lot of things that I notice in this, and probably because people tell me I read something into everything, Nicole, which is probably why I've seen Inception 25,000 times. But I love the fact that in Sister President, there's an idea of, okay, I'm not just going to talk about things need to be done. I'm going to take it upon myself to do it. Talk to us about the idea for Sister President. How did it come about?
Well, I was disturbed after the last presidential election. It didn't go the way that I thought it would, and I was discussing it with a lot of friends and acquaintances, and most of us felt the same way. And to get clarity on my thoughts, I'll write. A lot of times I'll journal, or you know, I'll take to my computer and write something. It might be a story, a poem, whatever. And I started writing just to figure out, okay, well, why am I having such a hard time right now?
Yeah.
And what I wrote looked kind of like it might be a story. I wasn't real sure, but I just kept writing. And I said, oh, okay, I'm hearing different characters, so maybe it's a script. So I formatted it like a script, and before I knew it, I had the pilot to Sister President. And I'm like, okay, this looks pretty cool. I shared it with a friend, and he was like, oh, this is, I love this. This is great, you know. And I kept, so I kept writing. I ended up writing 10 episodes, and then I had a reading of the first three. I asked some friends, hey, would you come over and let's read this? And they were laughing at the parts that I thought were funny, and, you know, and they really enjoyed it and wanted to be a part of it. And I didn't want this to be – I've been writing all my life, and I have so many binders full of things that have never seen the light of day, and I didn't want this to be just another one. Like, I felt like, okay, this, it's now or never. This needs to live, you know, in the public, or I need to stop – maybe I need to stop writing scripts and just write for myself, just only journal. But – you know, that saying that, like, I'm going to screw the saying up. Basically, when you step forward, the universe says yes, you know, and that, it was that sort of thing. I said, okay, I'm doing this. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. So all the obstacles need to get out of my way. And the obstacles didn't get out of my way, but I did somehow find the strength to leap them, or people to carry me over them. So it worked out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that is, and it's so interesting hearing you say that. I didn't know that part of the journey. However, we do see that alluded to even in Sister President, right? Because, you know, here you have someone kind of thrown into the situation with a little help from, you know, from family, which happens all the time. You're then trying to figure it out. Right, you're trying to figure out exactly what you're going to do. Can you do it? You know, what is this going to be like, and how life is going to change? Right. So, what was that like for you to embody that in this character?
Well, going back to that first reading that we had, a good friend of mine who directed the pilot, his name is Elgin Burnett. At the reading, he made the comment. He said, it's interesting listening to everybody read, because all of these characters are Nicole. And I was like, what? Like, we all looked at each other like, what? And then I realized, oh, my goodness, they are. We all have different parts of ourselves that you know, that come out when we need them, you know,
yeah.
That are situation specific. And you're supposed to write what you know. I had, unbeknownst to me, written these characters in my head. I just went where the character went. So my character in the show is the one that's closest to me. And I didn't even know I was going to play it. When I wrote it, I compartmentalized, and I'm like, okay, I'm just writing the story, and then we'll cast it and figure all that out. But that's the character that's nearest and closest to who I am as a person. Most of the time. So it wasn't hard to understand the character, but there were some things that were hard to play because they were so close to me. Like, you know, she has issues with anxiety. That's something I've been living with since I was 19, you know, managing anxiety. And to play something that's personal and close to you out on camera, it can be scary. But, you know, if you're not scared, are you really, what are you doing? You know, if you're not scared,
right.
Sometimes, is your dream big enough?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, and again, isn't that interesting how, again, I didn't know that about your backstory, but in watching Sister President, I feel, so we do know each other. See, there you go. See, I said we knew each other, Nicole, and we do,
yes.
Because I've seen Sister President. So,
yeah,
you know, the,
yeah.
The other side to that is I mentioned it is funny, but you do deal with serious things, right? I mean, how important was that for you to have some realism in there as you're not only, of course, taking on this venture with your sister, but also realizing there are real problems, or else you wouldn't have gotten in this in the first place?
It was very important that this didn't just become slapstick comedy about nothing. Like, I don't like to watch that myself. This is not my thing. And this script was born out of concern for the country, you know, and what the direction we were headed and how that was affecting the people that I know, people who are already vulnerable. So I had to have my character, the lead character, the president, address some of those in a real heartfelt way, real political issues. There are issues, the dynamic between Shona and Katara, who are the president and vice president, they're sisters, they love each other, but they didn't grow up together, and they're different. As Katara says, they're different in ways that matter in society. And so I wanted to bring that up, too. I wrote it with Black women in mind. I'm finding that everybody's able to enjoy it, which I love.
Right.
But
right.
I specifically wanted to deal with political issues and then interfamilial issues also. Different layers, you know, different ways that Black women show up in the world. You can be smart. One thing I like to say is you can be smart and twerk, you know. Katara's not stupid. She hasn't been to college, but she's sharp, you know. She's sharp, she's quick with it. And then you have Shona, who she's college educated. She's much more reserved, but she's got anxiety problems. Like, you know, you can be imperfect and still not be powerless, you know. You can, a lot of times we feel like we need to be, I got to get all my ducks in a row and be perfect before I present myself to the world. And nobody's perfect. Nobody is.
Right.
But we can still get things done.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, you just brought up something I wasn't planning on mentioning, but since you mentioned Katara's, the character Katara, I do want to talk about that in another sense, because do you feel as though one thing that has helped you along the way are having the Kataras of the world there rooting for you? Because we do see that with Shona, right, that Katara is that one saying, you can do this. You know, I mean, we got this. I'm there with you. Do you think that is one thing that's been beneficial, having that support system there?
Yes, I believe so, because a lot of times I'm trying to figure out how to word this. So I'm from the south side of Chicago, born and raised. I went to college in Iowa. And when I got to Iowa, people did not understand the way that I spoke. Like, they could just literally be like, what? Huh? What'd you say? What? You know, I'm like, okay. So, you know, I didn't know what code switching was then, but I figured it out pretty quickly. I'm like, okay, otherwise we're getting nowhere here, or people are going to think I'm stupid. And I saw how people reacted differently to me once I spoke differently, once I moved differently through the world. But when you do that, it takes something away from you. It's like when you learn another language, your emotions still live in your native language, you know. So you can say things, but it's not the same. So people like Katara, who aren't into code switching, what you see is what you get. What she thinks is what she's going to tell you. And if she likes you and she's in your corner, she is supporting you 100% without qualification. And if she's not, she's going to tell you that too. So that's really, really important. Those people in my life who have been able to remain fully integrated and remain themselves, who say, okay, Nicole, I love this, but over here you're screwing up. You know, I listen.
Mm. Yeah.
I listen because I know they have my best interest at heart, and they're not sugarcoating things and making it more palatable for somebody else. It's like it's what you see is what you get. So, yeah, having Katara and having the Kataras of the world in my corner, I appreciate them and I love them. And a lot of them are in my family. You know, I'll call them up and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they'll give me the real on it.
And again, that's the big thing, right? I mean, to be able to know that and to know that you can be able to look to that for sure. And Nicole, this has been a great chat with you. I want to talk about kind of as we move forward, though, you began July with Sister President. What should be on the lookout for from you moving forward?
Well, that's what I'll figure it out, you know, like before we came on the air, I mentioned a little bit about, you know, okay, well, it's a pandemic and there are, you know, there's like a rebellion going on outside.
Right.
I kind of don't know where I am in space right now, but I'm writing the outline for season 2 of Sister President. Half hour episodes this time, because I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to say it now. I will get a production deal for season 2 with a huge budget, and I'm going to produce half-hour episodes, and it will be distributed on somebody's network. So that's one of the things that I'm meditating on now, and, you know, and we'll talk about it when it happens. So that's
okay.
One thing that's going on. I'm also I paint. So that's something that I'm doing to it's like therapy for me, calming.
Yeah.
It bypasses the analytical side of my brain. I'm doing that, and I'm doing a lot of voiceover auditions. So hopefully you'll hear me on the radio or the TV soon. I'm not doing on camera auditions right now because I'm not comfortable being in being on a set. You know,
sure.
Until they get this virus situation under better control or understand what it is, I'm not comfortable
sure.
with that. So, yeah, I'm just getting by day and being as creative as I can in my home, mostly.
Well, look, I think a lot of people can relate to that, Nicole, so we you totally have our respect on that. Well, we have a lot to look forward to. Again, everyone, Nicole J. Butler has been our guest. Nicole, this has been great. I've really enjoyed this. And since you've talked about season 2, that means I will be actively staying connected with you on social media, a.k.a. stalking you. So
I thought I saw somebody in my bushes out front. Was that you? Wait, is that you?
Look, I'm going to have that song playing in the background. Somebody's watching me. I'm going to have that. just kidding. But so our audience can actively stalk you too. How can they stay connected with you, Nicole?
They can visit me at NicoleJButler.com, and I'm on all social media at Nicole J. Butler. So I'm easy
all
to
right.
find.
Yeah, she's made it very. She's very easy to find. We can find her, and we can stick. Nicole, this has been the best. Thank you so much for the time. I want to thank our friends at Spotlight PR for setting this up. And Nicole, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. The pleasure is all mine.
All right, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make today amazing. Take care.